The change of directorship ceremony was a rare moment when the normally secretive DIA opened its doors for a public gathering recognizing the 37-year career of outgoing director Lieutenant General Ronald Burgess and installing his replacement, Lieutenant General Michael Flynn. Flynn is just ending a position as the Assistant Director of National Intelligence for Partner Engagement. Defense Secretary and former CIA Director Leon Panetta told an audience packed full of military leaders and other dignitaries that ODNI and DIA are part of an intelligence community that's unrecognizable from its former self.
When I was in the Army, it was pretty much a stovepiped operation. There was very little sharing of information among the military services. If I gave any information to another service, I was subject to court-martial. The reality was that there was very little of the kind of joint operation, joint sharing that goes on today.
But Flynn told a slightly different story in 2010 when he wrote a stark assessment of the intelligence gathering activities of the military in Afghanistan, calling them irrelevant to the warfighting effort and sometimes stovepiped. Senior decision makers were forced to rely on media accounts of the war environment, he said. And he said intelligence analysts were obsessed with gathering information on insurgent groups and weren't providing the nation's leadership with the facts about life on the ground in Afghanistan that they needed in order to wage an effective counterinsurgency. Flynn, who was then serving as the top intelligence officer in Afghanistan, took the highly unusual step of having a Washington think tank publish his report and telling subordinate officers to take his recommendations as directives. James Clapper is the director of national intelligence and Flynn's most recent boss.
Many recall the famous article Mike Flynn wrote called A Blueprint for Making Intelligence Relevant, which is one of the reasons why I brought Mike to ODNI, to fix all the intelligence issues that he'd been complaining about. This reminds me of the old saw of my dad's, who served in the Army for 28 years. You know, you take the guy that complains about the chow in the chow hall, make him the mess officer. And that's kind of what he's going to continue to do here, I think, at DIA.
David Barno, a retired Army lieutenant general who commanded the U.S. forces in Afghanistan in 2003 and 2004, says if anyone's up to that task, it's Flynn.
He's a tremendously innovative leader in the fact that he was as public and as, I think, direct and candid in his assessment of intelligence shortfalls in Afghanistan as he was. You know, speaks volumes for his integrity as well as his willingness to, you know, call a spade and identify problems when they exist. That's not always common among folks, particularly at very senior levels.
Barno, who's now a senior fellow at the Center for New American Security, says it was unheard of for a sitting senior officer to air his concerns publicly in the way that Flynn did. But it's also notable that virtually no one disagreed with his conclusions. He says intelligence gatherers and analysts in Afghanistan did indeed act on the directives he issued in the report, and the effects have rippled out to the broader intelligence community.
I think it was a pretty bold assertion at the time, and I think it has caused some significant changes in the intelligence community, and there's a much broader recognition now that understanding the environment of the civilian population that you're operating in and the economic dimensions of the security environment and the basic, you know, social structure of the country that you're going to be fighting in is, as in many cases, as important as understanding who the enemy is and how he fights.
In his own remarks at the DIA ceremony, Flynn made no mention of his 2010 critique, reserving his comments for praise of the 16,000-member agency and Burgess, its outgoing director. He also says he's focused on aligning DIA with the Pentagon's new defense strategy and building the newly established Defense Clandestine Service, an espionage agency DOD created in April.
As we transition from one leader to another, it is more than just about changing riders. It is about using these opportunities to reflect on the direction of the organization and gain a clearer understanding for the changes that lie ahead. For DIA, it is about shaping and redirecting our Defense Clandestine Service and partnering even more closely with our combatant commanders, our national intelligence and law enforcement agencies, and our coalition partners. It is about our entire analysis system and how it takes shape in an era where information and intelligence, as well as the nature of the threat, are difficult to discern. And to steal a line from Director Clapper, our Director of National Intelligence, the speed in which our environment changes is unlike anything we have seen in the past. DIA and the people within it stand above all others around the world and are recognized both for their professionalism and their steadfast readiness to routinely step up in support of our nation, regardless of the adversity and challenges we may face.
Burgess handed over the directorship of DIA at the headquarters ceremony, where Joint Chiefs Chairman Martin Dempsey awarded him the Defense Distinguished Service Medal, but he won't formally retire from the Army until September. He told attendees the past 10 years had been the golden age of the agency's 50-year history.
Led by veteran intelligence professionals, we've seen a new generation of intelligence professionals over the last decade make back-to-back deployments to war zones and conduct analysis and collection against highly capable and adaptive adversaries. Never before has DIA contributed that volume and caliber of intelligence to military commanders and policymakers at the defense and national levels. Good intelligence does make a difference. Sometimes it is the difference. The majority of us here today have seen that happen. But unfortunately, some of us have also seen where intelligence falls short. No matter the circumstances and no matter your rank or position, one value matters most in the intelligence business. We must always tell our leaders at all echelons what they need to know, not what they want to hear.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.